right now, Mike was mentioning something we like to talk about.
We talked briefly about our first song. We didn't really have any kind of intro. We just kicked it on. It's a song called "A Dawning Realization," you know, and it just like reflects some of our views on Christianity and God, you know. And we write about a lot of different things in our songs, and that's one of the things that we feel, you know, strongly about. And you know, some of our songs touch on, you know, on, you know, love, a lot
attitude
of love, a lot of love theme, you know, the attitude of God. We have a lot of heavy jams, you know, about the Lord and a lot of heavy things. And you know, we touch on pretty like broad range of stuff, you know, in our songs. So you know, it's not, you know, like uncompromised Christianity by
any
means.
1 to 1 million.
But I would like to say that, you know, it's still the fact that we would like to bring forth certain ideas. You know, I think that's, you know, that's good in itself, because a lot of bands today are really capitalizing on like the satanic aspect of music, and
we
really
don't need
going
that to make it.
They're really going to
it. A lot of people like. Oh, I would never down any of them, but I'm just saying, like, Iron Maiden, great musical band, you know.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good bands out there, you know.
But I mean,
even the band Black Sabbath, if you listen to the lyrics, you know, are a lot different than what most people expect them. Mm-hmm. But
the messages that get across are like really too satanic, I think. But some people get into it.
We're not putting anybody down.
We don't put anybody down. We're not saying don't do this, don't do that.
Glorify that.
But you know,
write about other things.
Right? There's other things, just you know, more than satanic. Just, you know, of always hearing. Death this, death that,
really,
blood
yeah.
this, strangle this, you know.
Devil,
yeah, right? Before you're going down, you'd be like, you know, everybody's just like always into the, you know, nothing.
The hate.
Also, yeah, hate, but there's nothing wrong with being rowdy either. But we, you know, we don't like to just stay on one thing. We like to
move around,
you know. You know, give it, instead of just being in one spot, like always, you know.
Because then you get bored,
yeah, categorizing. Yeah.
One thing we don't want to do is we don't want to get predictable as a band, as musicians,
right.
You know, even as people. But I mean, as far as the audience is concerned, we don't want to have the people say, "Oh, you know, Talcor's like this is what they do, this kind of music." You know, like that's
period.
It. Period.
No,
you know,
that's
we want to. Well, that's why we do mellow stuff. You know, we do heavy
stuff.
We have like a few rock instrumentals, which are broken up, a little bit reminiscent of some strange bands like Brand. And stuff like that, although not on that level yet.
No, no way.
Do you understand? But, you know, it's like we're working toward that type of thing where we like to do a little bit of each, because music is a beautiful medium, you know, and I thank God personally, you know, that I have these people and that I have, you know, the ability to play. Because I, you know, in one, like, you know, to play one song, you know, I can get more happiness out of playing like one riff than like maybe some people can experience in a whole lifetime. And I really, you know, I'm thankful for that, because that's a tremendous thing to be able to do, to play music. I mean, I don't care if you just be able to pick up a guitar and strum it, like if that's all you can do, but I mean, then you know the feeling still, and it's really great to play, and that's why we want to try to just explore all different possibilities with our music, because, you know, anything else is just kind of shortchanging ourselves, because, you know, it's there for the taking,
right?
Music is as far as you push it, man.
Yeah, music, but then you run into music with business, and
yeah,
business is really hard. It is really hard, because it's hard to understand. You don't know who to trust, you don't know who to you know, take or whatever, you know,
who's on the take.
Yeah, like really, it's like, you know, you can get fooled a lot of times. You can get tricked. You can also get hurt by it. You can. It's just a lot of weird things that happen all the time. You know, dealing with the business. You know, money wise, you can get ripped off with money. You
very
get
easily.
Ripped off with your songs if you don't have things together.
Copyrighted
and stuff. Yeah, copyrighted.
These are all copyrighted. So if anybody has any plans,
we'll see you in court.
Yes. No, but I don't think that, unless you're pretty good with the air, if you can take that off, go ahead.
Really? No, but actually, you know, we just want to say that, you know, this is our life. You know, this is what we do. This is music. And no matter how far it takes is going to depend on a lot of things, you know. But we're really giving it our all.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully we'll really come a long way from where we are now, you know, and we have to, because that's just the way it goes. It's always
either that,
a
or we'll
thing.
Die and fall off a cliff or something.
No, but the stuff that we're cranking out now, you know, I think it's really good quality music. I think that if people have an ear for you know, this type of music, which, you know, a little bit of acoustic, a little bit of heaviness in and out of different things, that, you know, they, you know, we hope you really enjoy it, because, you know, if you don't enjoy it, you know, then we kind of wonder, you know, because, you know, we like to see people having a good time. That's very important.